Blog Talk Radio.
The ultimate, yes. For the people that still you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com if you want to get some more information. You know, like we've talked about before, working on getting some stuff out there, really working hard. This COVID really kicked everybody hard in the behind, but we're still making strides to get it going, as with this radio show here. That's why we have it, get everything out there, get the people something to listen to and talk about before we can finally get some shows going. So that's why we're here. But man, big show today. I wasn't going to be able to do the show last Sunday because I was coaching high school wrestlers. And for those of you who coach high school wrestlers, you know what I'm talking about, man. I was inundated with BO and farts and all kinds of junk, but it didn't go as well as I expected. But nevertheless, some of the guys that I trained in the private did really well, so I was proud of them. But anyways, here today, got a lot going on. First up, with me during the 7:15 to about the 7:45 time slots, the owner and proprietor himself, Manny Pinson, he'll be with us because want to get him on because we're getting close to the show. We were really working hard for April 11th to do the show on April 11th, but now it's going to be pushed back to the 18th, you know, because we still haven't been able to get the word, and we don't know for sure if we're going to be able to do what we want to do, so we had to push it back to the 18th. But I'm pretty sure what the game plan is now is it looks like April 1st they're going to open everything up as far as, you know, baseball and outdoor activities opening day, you know, at 25% capacity or whatever. So that should make it able for us to be able to have our stuff outside, which is scheduled for over there at Paul's Photos. So what the game plan is now is April 11th, we should do a live broadcast from Paul's Photos so that way we can get the people to meet the wrestlers, and we can get those pictures taken by all of Paul's, Mark's students and people that he works with, and the lighting and all that's really cool. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. And then we're hoping for April 18th to be able to do the show then. So that's what we're working on. So Manny's going to come hang with me for about a half hour or so we can talk to our first guest, which is coming up at about the 15-minute mark, Mikey Gordon. He's got a lot going on. Want to make sure Manny's here with him because Mikey knows what it's like to do shows, to put on shows, and what it takes. And he's out there in San Diego, and I'm anxious to get him on because I get so many emails and so many messages and stuff asking different questions about him. And some of the stuff I got was what's worse than outrageous. I can't even begin to tell you. So I got a lot of questions for him. Plus, he's got that new movie that he's been working on. I saw the trailers, and it looks pretty cool, man. It looks like it's pretty well put together. And when it's somebody who knows the business or whatever, you know, they could put on a good movie like that with some realism, you know, mixed with some comedy and mixed with some entertainment and stuff like that. So we're going to talk to him about that. He wants to finish. He's getting close. In the wrestling community, what we usually do is we have a show and then the wrestlers will come and just donate their time, you know, and then whatever money they make from that show will go into it. But since with the COVID, you can't do that. So we, you know, he has to go another route and try to get that thing done. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. Talk to him about his fist combat and doing shows out there in San Diego and what he's got going on besides the movie for the future. So he's coming up at about the 15-minute mark, man, and be on with me then so that we can talk about that. Usually we meet on Sundays to get everything together, but both of us had stuff going on. We weren't able to meet today, so hopefully we'll be able to meet next Sunday, lock everything down, and then we'll be able to get everything set in stone and let the people know what's happening, man, especially the wrestlers too, because they're stuck too. So anyways, that we have that coming up. And then also at the 45-minute mark, we're going to have on Marvin Mercado, who wrestles as Mr. California, who is the deathmatch specialist. Like, it's funny because I was doing a lot of shows and Mr. California and I, this way back in the day, I can't remember where we're working. And I want to talk to him about that too, because a lot of people, you know, for some reasons or whatever, don't like him. He's got heat with this person or some specific company, I don't know, or whatever. I can't be like that, because I've never had. We've always been cool. I mean, I've always, you know, we've worked some of the same shows. We've never worked against each other or whatever, but we worked on a lot of the same shows. And then we even went down to El Monte or whatever, where he's at, and cut some promos. I think I still have them. I have to pull them up. Where we were going to, you know, he was going to bring me in, and we were going to go do some damage and all that. Then a bunch of stuff fell through, and it never came about. And then I hadn't seen him in a while. And then when I started working for Lucha Libre Alliance for Guyam and Enigma, I saw him over there. And we talked for forever about, you know, back in the day and stuff like that. So he's continuing on the tradition of these big, you know, barbed wire, like what they're having today, exploding barbed wire matches and, you know, syringes and all kinds of stuff like that. So we're going to talk to him about that. He's got a couple of shows coming up too. He had one, and of course, with the COVID, they shut him down. And nobody really wants to do a show with 50 people. If you can get more than that, man, you gotta do what you gotta do to get it out there. So he moved the show over to Orange County area, where we're allowed to do some stuff outdoors. So we'll talk to him a little bit about that. We'll talk to him about the death match. It's been a big, massive topic that we've had on this show and my other shows that I have, because some people don't like them, some people do, some people think you don't need to have any talent. And like we've talked a lot about on this show and my other shows, there is a place for it. Like Sabu said, you know, the end of the world can't come every day. You have to build up to it or whatever, which I totally agree. We built up Guyam and I for a long time. We sold out the match before the big end of the world match. It was packed. They were asking people for chairs, the wrestlers to give up their chairs, because it was so packed. I went out there and said, man, it's unbelievable. And that's the show where I ripped his mask off and beat him up. And the people came after me. So Enigma threw a towel over my head, gave me my pay envelope, and took me out the back door, and I was out of there. So the big end all be all, which was the big bull rope match and everything, was I was literally 4 weeks after having my left hip done, 4 weeks. So I could barely move or whatever. My bumps were horrible. I mean, but it was already set, so we couldn't take it back. So I tell him all the time, dude, I owe you one, but we had built up to it. So you got to remember, if you're building up to something, man, you got to get that thing going and make sure, you know, that you, well, I mean, it was unfortunate that I had to get my surgery done four weeks before, after the big buildup or whatever. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. But there is a place for it, and the place was packed. And, you know, God bless Guyam for making that match what it was or whatever. He really worked hard to make me look good in that match. So, but I, like I said, he gave me a senton from the top rope, and I thought he broke my kidneys, man. I mean, it was wicked. So we talked to him about that. We talked to Marvin too, Mr. Kelly, about injuries and stuff like that. I mean, I see that syringe go through his mouth, and I'm like, what the heck is going on here, man? So we'll talk to him a little bit about that and so much more. So I'm going to go ahead and take the break now so we can get a couple things finished, sponsors and stuff like that, so that we can get Manny on here, talk to him a little bit before we get Mikey on. And then about the 7:15 mark, we're going to get Mikey Gordon in here, because we got a lot to talk about. So hang on. We'll be right back after this, everybody. We'll be right back. give you a little bit of that siren right there for a minute. Cause we're on fire. Every time I play that, man, he goes, what the heck is that, dude? It doesn't even sound like a right siren or whatever. But anyways, for the people listening to us, you're here. You're at UWC, United Wrestling Council Radio. Don't forget, you can check us out on Sunday nights now, usually from 7 till about 8:30. But also, don't forget our great sponsors, such as Paul's Photo. Far and away, Paul's Photo is the best store for all your camera needs. Located in the city of Torrance, they have the best prices and professional advice from beginner to pro. Still photos or video, Paul's Photo will take care of all your photo and video needs. Located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance, you can call Mark at 310-375-7014. And you can always go to paulsphoto.com. Paul's Photo, ready, willing, and able to help with all your camera needs. Yeah, make sure you check them out. That's where we're going to, hopefully we'll have that big live broadcast come up before we do the show over there. But it's pretty cool. The last one was a huge success. I'm hoping this one, if we get it going on April 11th, is going to be even bigger because it was cool, man. It was really a lot more than I expected. Had a great time. And somebody who will also be there, if we do have it, is Yards After Contact. Got to check out Yards After Contact printing service, apparel, and, of course, custom cornhole boards. Check them out at yardsaftercontact.com. And you can also check out their Facebook page. Great pictures of some of their work. It's great. You can check out those custom cornhole boards. Like I said before, that Raiders one was really cool, and the Long Beach one, you really got to check it out, because I thought it was just stickers on a board, but it's a lot more than that. So make sure you check it out, especially the custom UWC shirts modeled by our own Manny Pinson. That's Yards After Contact. Get your custom gear today. So I sent Manny a message that we're going to call him a little bit early. Hopefully he's ready to go. So let's dial him real quick, and then we'll get to Mikey Gordon, get him on here and talk to him, because we got a lot to talk about. He's got a lot going on. Take a sip of this tea real quick. Okay, well, there's the owner himself and not picking up his phone. So, man, gotta love that live radio. Let me take another break real quick. We'll come back and we'll get Mikey Gordon on here. Manny, where you at, man? What's up? How about that? Well, real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. We tried to give the owner himself, Manny Pinson, a call so we can get him on here before we got Mikey Gordon on here. But Manny, if you're listening or whatever, don't forget, if you want to call us back, the call-in number or anybody else out there who's listening and you got some questions, it's area code 563-999-3016. That's 563-999-3016. Let's give Mike a call, get him on here, and then we'll talk to him since I don't know what happened to Manny. He's in big trouble too, by the way.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available. Please try again later.
How about that? It's just... Hold on a second. Maybe he just finished texting me, so maybe he wasn't able to. Let's go again. Here we go.
The wireless customer you are calling is not available.
Hold on one second. You know what? I'm going to shoot. Let me shoot Mikey that number. Maybe he's got an out-of-town number. So real quick. Sorry about that. Recording message. Okay, I'm going to give this number out again. Hold on one second here. 563-999-3016. Okay, I shot him the number because I called twice and it didn't work. So see if he calls back on that number. In the meantime, we'll talk a little bit about AEW. I got the pay-per-view yesterday because I was more interested in that than AEW. I don't, if you buy both of my cable, it's going to come $400 or whatever. So, you, well, like I say, a lot of times you gamble and you win or you gamble and you lost. Yesterday was if he, the prelims were even better. And all the bonus money was given out on the prelims, so it was great. So hang on a second. I think this is my boy right here. Real quick. Hello, you're live on the air. Who is this?
This is Dirty Ron McDonald.
Hey, you know what? Sorry about that. I called twice, and for some reason it wouldn't go through. So I don't know if I was dialing the wrong number or whatever, but I'm so glad that you called back. But real quick, for the people listeners, you're here. You're on UWC Radio. Don't forget, we've moved over to Sundays now from 7 to 8:30, and on the line with me right now, somebody I've been wanting to get on for a while. I call him Seabass. Sometimes I call him Dirty Ron. I call him, but now, you know, when I have him in my book, it's Mikey Gordon. But my friend, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing great, Bobby, man. Thank you for having me on United Wrestling Council Radio. I'm out here promoting my wrestling film, my passion project. My team and I's love letter to the wild world of professional wrestling. It's called A Pro Wrestling Movie, The Legend of Dirty Ron. It's a movie, it's a stoner comedy pro wrestling movie made by pro wrestling fans for pro wrestling fans. We've got over 20 pro wrestlers, current and former, on the cast and crew, from RVD, Effie, Victoria, Katie Forbes, on down the line to some SoCal independent guys. And you know, we're just put a lot of money and effort into this, and we don't have a completed film, so we're going out on Indiegogo over the next month and a half and trying to raise the funds to complete the film.
Well, you know, we talked a little bit about that in the opening before, when you had a project or like if somebody passed away or something, we would have a show for them. You know, hang on real quick.
Okay.
Hello, you hold on one second. Hello, you're live on UWC Radio. I hope this is Manny.
¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa?
hold on a second, Manny. We just got Mikey on the show, and we're talking about his movie project. This is the owner and the proprietor of UWC Radio. But hang on real quick, Manny. I'll get to you in just a second. But like I was saying before, Mikey, you know, usually we would have a show. And the wrestlers would donate their time, and then all the proceeds would go to whatever, you know, project or whatever. But you can't do that now with the COVID. So you had to come at a different angle, right?
Yeah, you know, we're really going at the angle of that this film is there to, you know, showcase what pro wrestlers can do outside of the wrestling ring. You know, I've been a pro wrestler for 20 years off and on. I run a little promotion down in San Diego, but. You know, my mom was an independent pro wrestler in the late 70s. So I come from a long line of watching every WrestleMania live. I'm 37 years old. I've watched them all live. And if you, you know, in a month here, I'm going to watch my 37th one live. This is a passion project for wrestling fans. You know, so wrestling fans are going to dig kind of what it is. It's like Half-Baked meets Rocky. You know, it's a story of, so it's all like a fast food characters too. So you know this fast food mogul.
Dolores, is that you heading towards?
What's that?
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh no, this fast food mogul's Playboy son gets cut off for having too much fun at work, and You know, and then he's out down on his luck, and you know, he meets a former pro wrestler that helps him to become a professional wrestler.
Yeah, and I gotta be honest. So for the people listeners, if you go to your Facebook, is the Facebook under Mikey Gordon or what's it under? Dirty Ryan McDonald? I can't remember.
It's our website is and every all social media at Pro Wrestling Movie. PROWRASSLIN Movie. A pro wrestling movie. You know, like how they used to make fun of the old Southern country guys and they're like they're pro wrestling. So
yeah.
You know, it's our tongue in cheek love letter to pro wrestling. So, you know, a pro wrestling movie, The Legend of Dirty Ron. The public trailer's out, our Indiegogo's out. You know, a lot of pro wrestlers in the film. Mecha Wolf, you know, he made a cameo in the film. You know, Victoria's in the film. We got a long list of professional wrestlers, current and former.
Well, I checked it out on your Facebook page, and I didn't know what to expect. But I'm going to be honest, not just because you're on the show or whatever, just a little bit that I saw, I thought was pretty cool. I mean, it was just it had a little bit of comedy, but it had a little bit of seriousness in it or whatever, you know. And then RVD comes up and, oh, dude, you know, I'll train you and stuff like that. So when just from the trailer alone, I thought, hey, man, you know, I think he's got something here because nobody wants to see like the serious like the movie The Wrestler, you know, was just all serious or whatever. This one's kind of like a different it has a different spin on it. And like I was saying in the opening, somebody like you said, you've been doing this for a long time. There's no substitute for experience. You know, you see a lot of things, you know, come and go, and you kind of put that into your movie. But it, just like I remember, damn, it had to be a few years ago we were doing a show at De La O's, and you came. I know you said you're from San Diego, but for some reason, did you used to live in St. Louis? Because I remember saying, hey, man, I got to get back to the airport because I'm heading out to St. Louis or whatever. And you finished your match, didn't change or anything, and just jumped in, I don't know, a shuttle or something, and we're gone. You remember that?
Yeah. I'm originally from St. Louis, you know. My mom was an independent wrestler in the independent St. Louis scene in the late 70s, you know. I've been a fan my entire life. You know, wrestling is my life. So, you know, hopefully that, you know, all we really need, we need 5,000 professional wrestling fans across the world to donate $10. That's it.
Yeah.
$10. Donations start as small as $10. They go all the way up to $25,000. But, you know, I'm not expecting everybody to pop out 25 bands on a pro wrestling movie. But, you know, every donation counts. So every $10 that we get gets to that goal and gets us to being able to finish this movie. So, you know, Bobby, we're not here to just make one movie. We have a lot of scripts already developed. We're planning to take this film. And we're not gonna stream it. You're not gonna see it in theaters. We are taking the movie on the road. So I'm gonna be taking the movie across the United States this summer and fall after we're done with it, and I'm gonna screen it. I'm gonna screen it in various cities all across the US. We're hooking up with independent wrestling promotions from San Diego, to St. Louis, to New York, all the way up to Chicago and back out to Seattle and down to San Diego. We're gonna be all over the United States showing this movie. Taking the stars of the movie, some of the wrestlers, some of the comedians, and we're going to be doing live question and answer. We're going to be doing, you know, meet and greets. We're going to be hanging out with the people that supported this movie and made this movie possible by their donations that are just as small as $10.
Well, that's pretty cool because, you know, if you donate or whatever, it kind of helps yourself because you're going to end up coming out to where they're at so they can get a screening and maybe talk to some of the wrestlers or whatever. So it's almost like a little investment. So I highly recommend that you do. Hold on one second here. Okay. For the people listening, it's okay. They can go to Pro Wrestling Movie, The Legend of Dirty Ron, right? And then what's the website again? Real quick so I can write it down.
www.aprowrestlingmovie.com. All of our social media at A Pro Wrestling Movie. You can find me all over social media at Dirty Ron McDonald. You know, we're really easy to find. Dirty Ron, hashtag Dirty Ron, hashtag A Pro Wrestling Movie, hashtag RVD Film. We're out there, Stoner Wrestling Comedy. You could find us. We're not that hard to find, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate, you know, like I have probably 55 podcast interviews between now and the next month and a half. So, you know, every little bit counts. So, you know, we really appreciate, you know, I don't care if there's 5 or 5 million listeners to each podcast episode that I do. It doesn't matter because I'm here to talk and tell everybody about what we're trying to do. We are trying to show the whole world why pro wrestling is the best form of live entertainment that exists. Where comedy, action, drama, stunt show, improv, all out in front of an audience in one take with an audience 360 degrees around us while we're tossing each other around, sweaty, in our fancy underwear. You know, pro wrestling is awesome, and everybody in the world needs to see it. So that's what we're here to do, make movies and showcase pro wrestling and pro wrestlers.
And not only that, but you're still doing your shows because you had a show last night, right?
Indeed, we did. We're doing small shows down in San Diego, in our warehouse. It's a very, very ventilated and open-air warehouse. Got a lot of ventilation there, you know, all the doors and all the windows, all that open. And that's the beautiful thing about San Diego is that, you know, even though, all this stuff's kind of going on in the world, San Diego has been able to find a way to be able to run some live entertainment, although at a much reduced capacity. We've been able to find a way to do live entertainment and do it safely, because that's the most important thing, is doing things safely.
Yeah, and you must get 2 hours of sleep a night, right? I mean, because not only that, you're doing shows, you're working on the movie, you know, you're doing podcasts, you got all this stuff coming on. Do you get 2 hours of sleep a day? How's that work?
I'm not familiar with this word you're calling sleep. I have yet to meet this sleep. I've been on a nice diet of big fat blunts, Red Bulls, and protein shakes. So,
but you know, Mikey, that's what they say, man. As much as you put into it, is what you're going to get out of it. So, you know, for the people listening to UWC Radio, he's got a passion, man. That's why. If it didn't mean that much to him and he didn't care, he wouldn't be doing stuff like that and staying up and still doing his shows and doing podcasts like that. So he's putting a lot of time into this. Into this effort, into this project. So if you want to help out, you want to check it out, check out the trailer. I saw it. I thought it was pretty cool. It's aprowrestlingmovie.com. Make sure you check it out. So will you continue to keep doing your shows and keep, you know, going as much as you can until you have to hit the road and get your movie out there?
You know, without a doubt, it's who I am at my core. You know, I'm an entertainer at my core. I got in a professional wrestling ring for the first time 21 years ago, coming up on my 21st, you know, on my 21 year anniversary in April of the year 2000 at 16 years old. So, you know, like this is my life, man. You know, like at my core, I love going out there and entertaining people. And, you know, when you saw me at De La O's, it was, you know, I didn't care what the paydays were, you know, like I was going out there. I have fun. I feed off the energy. I love the way that people can get excited, and pro wrestling can do that, because all it is you're out there, you're telling stories, you're connecting with people, you know, you're doing something and giving something. Get and remember to forget about all the craziness that's going on in the world, because there is a lot of craziness, you know?
Yeah, it is. I agree 100%. But hey, man, I think you got something there. I saw the trailer. I thought it was pretty cool. I think if, you know, once you get this thing going and get it out there, people are going to see it, a lot of word of mouth, and people are going to be like, hey, man, you got to go check out this movie. It's pretty cool. Real quick before we get out of here, because I'm running up against the clock. I don't know if you know this or not, but, you know, at the Lucha Expo, the second one was in San Diego. And, you know, it was all the vendors and everything was down, but my show was up top. I was the only booth that was upstairs or whatever. So I saw you down there, and I was like, hey, because you were in full gear. You were walking down my side or whatever. I'm like, hey, I go, bro, get up here so I can get you on there. And you walk right by me. But I think somebody was calling you because you were going towards the door that went out on the bottom of whatever. So I don't even think you heard me, bro. But just for the record, I was trying to get you back then, but you had something going on and you walked right past me. Do you remember that at all, or did you even hear me calling you?
Oh, man, no. Man, I'm sorry. I feel like a dick now.
No, not even.
Know, funny you bring that up, though, because that's the day that I actually pitched the movie to my partner, director, co-writer, Pablo Romero Estevez, with that Lucha Expo 2019.
Well, here's the thing. This is why it didn't happen, because I was up top. So I was yelling down while the matches are going on and everything, and you were walking by. So you probably didn't hear me. And I was literally, I think, a week before I had my second hip replaced, so I couldn't get down those steps. By the time I would have got down the steps and got around to find you, you'd have been long gone by then or whatever. But, hey, I'm telling you, man, for the people listeners on UWC Radio, check it out. Don't forget, if you want to go to prowrestlingmovie.com, the trailer's up on there, right, Mikey?
Yes, it is. That's the Indiegogo. Every $10 donation counts. The perks are really dope, all the way from curtain jerker to mud show promoter to mid-card wrestler, all the way up to main event superstar. We got all these cool packages, a lot of cool things, signed movie posters, signed scripts, pieces of the canvas from that we used in the movie. And we got a lot of cool things up there. So every small donation counts, Bobby. I really appreciate you for having me on.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Getting the word out there and telling people what the Pro Wrestling Movie is all about.
Absolutely, man. I'll be pushing it out there for sure. But real quick, Manny, the owner and proprietor of UWC Wrestling, is with us. We're working on the show. We're working for one in April and one for the end of March. So we might bring a few people from San Diego. I would like to bring Mikey Gordon down. And so if possible, if he's not on tour or whatever, so that people can see you wrestle. And because a lot of people, you know, they don't, there's so much flips and stuff and all that going on. They don't get to see the real entertainment aspect of it. And I think Mikey Gordon brings that sort of entertainment aspect to us. So we definitely like, when we bring the San Diego people down, we'd definitely like you to be a part of it. You down for something like that, Mikey, if you're not on the road?
Thank you very much. You know, we run a little wrestling school down here in San Diego at the Fifth Combat Underground Compound. And we just, graduated our first class of beginners to intermediate. So we're going to be taking our intermediate students on the road with us, the Daredevils, a couple guys like that, Sad Boy. We got some, we're producing some great talent down here out of San Diego. So we'd love to come up there. Me, Ryan, Kidd, Eddie Eastloss, all the guys.
Perfect, man. Sounds like a plan. We will definitely be in touch. So for the people listening, don't forget, check out prowrestlingmovie.com. Check out that trailer, man. I think you'll like it. I think you're going to like it so much you're going to say, man, I definitely want to help out and get this thing out there because it's going to be pretty slamming. So, hey, man, Amin, thank you for coming on. We look forward to seeing you soon. All right, my friend?
Thank you very much. And if you guys aren't able to donate, I totally understand. Any share or sending a message or something like that, sharing the trailer with people. You know, Rob Van Dam, Katie Forbes, Victoria, Effie, Matt Seidel, Mecha Wolf, all the way down the line. We got 20 professional wrestlers, MMA fighters, all these guys in the ring. A movie made by pro wrestling fans for pro wrestling fans. We want to continue to make movies like this for the rest of our lives. So thanks, Bobby.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody.
It's huge.
United Wrestling Council Radio. Have a great night.
Absolutely, man. We'll talk to you soon. Mikey Gordon, everybody, make sure you check out prowrestlingmovie.com. It's slamming. We'll be right back after this with Manny, the owner and proprietor of UWC. Mikey Gordon, check out that movie, man. I guarantee you're going to like it. We'll be right back. Manny, you still there? Can you hear me, my friend?
Game 4. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good. You know, I don't know if you had a chance to check out the trailer on that pro wrestling movie. Just a little bit that I saw was pretty funny. And he did get some pretty Mecha Wolf and Rob Van Dam and all them in there. Dude's been working on it for a while and put a lot into it. So, like I was talking about in the opening before, back in the days, if somebody like passed away or we had a project or something, you would have a show, you know, a wrestling show, and all the wrestlers would donate their time, and then all the money would go to that. But you can't do that anymore with the COVID or whatever. So this dude's got a lot of work ahead of him. That's why he's pushing it. You know, he came on and talked about it and stuff like that. So I highly recommend that you go check it out. What I was talking about, Mandy, go ahead.
When he's talking about wrestlers becoming actors and all that, it's true that a lot of these wrestlers know their skills that they end up being on a big screen.
Yeah.
And there's professional wrestlers that don't get it yet and end up being left behind. You know,
right.
Look at The Rock, you know, from nothing to something. Look how big he is, you know?
Yeah.
He became really famous in the entertainment business, movies and all that,
but
you know?
You know why? When you're cutting a promo, you know, when we were wrestling back in the day for Pete, you know, he would say, hey, I need you to cut a promo before you go out there. So you get one take. You screw up that promo, it's going to be ass. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you have to, and when you're wrestling, a lot of times you're doing stuff on the fly, you know, or whatever. So you know, you just kind of get used to doing that, playing off the crowd and seeing what people like and what they don't. So I'm not saying it's a super easy transition, but it's an easier transition because you're used to doing it or whatever. So it's pretty cool. But we were talking a little bit in the opening about the United Wrestling Council. We were really working hard to try to get that show on April 11th. But what it looks like now is that we pushed it back to the 18th, which kind of worked out even a little bit better because, you know, it looks like April 1st. They're going to open up like for opening day for baseball, and some of the amusement parks like Disneyland are going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty sure if you can have 10,000 people or whatever at a baseball game, we should be able to have 100 or more at our outdoor event or whatever. So we're working on that. So what the game plan is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that we'll if we move the show back to the 18th, which it looks like we are, April 18th, April 11th, which was the original date, we might have another live broadcast, right?
Yes, that's what we're shooting for.
And my question to you is, do we have the cornhole boards will they be ready by April 11th?
They're on order. We're just waiting for that phone call to say, come pick them up.
Okay.
Ready to go.
What's her name that we had on from Yards After Contract? Is it Naomi?
Yes, Naomi.
Let me do a quick customer service spot real quick. Naomi. It's United Wrestling Council. Hopefully we can have that ready to go. And you're absolutely invited. All right, how's that?
That's good, buddy.
We just do a public service announcement because, I mean, I'm going to be honest, and I talked about it, you know, in the opening. It went a lot better than we expected. I mean, I just thought we were going to do a live broadcast and, you know, would interview some of the wrestlers. But I mean, it was much more than that. I mean, all his photographers came out and they took pictures of all the wrestlers and they had different lightings and different backgrounds. But the hit of the live broadcast had to be the cornhole because we usually play Chop Trivia, which is where I ask a question and if you get it right, you get something from the table, from the prize table. If you get it wrong, one of the wrestlers gets chopped. But it totally flipped. Right. I mean, they were like, well, look, I think it might have been Delia or somebody that said, look, if I make two in a row, can I choose who I want to chop? And it went from there to if I make one out of three, can you pick somebody? I mean, it ended up being a whole thing. And towards the end, everybody was like, let's go over there and go see if we can get somebody chopped or whatever. So that was the big thing. So we want to take it to another level. And you know, bring out the custom cornhole boards and, you know, take it to that level. So everybody has a good time. Plus, it'll promote. It gets a chance for the people to see the wrestlers, you know, talk to the wrestlers and get, you know, if they have any merchandise that they want to buy or, you know, whatever, you want to take pictures or whatever. It's a great chance for the people to get to see the wrestlers in a different element, for lack of a better. Plus, we'll go live and you can hear the show live. If you don't hear the show live there, we can upload it to Blog Talk and you can hear it then. But it's just a cool chance for everybody to, you know, to get to know the wrestlers and get to come out and have a good time. So right now, as we speak, that's the game plan right now, right?
Yeah. You know, even, you know, other than the adults, the little kids that were there enjoyed themselves too.
Yeah.
You know, meeting wrestlers and playing the games out there that we had, you know.
Yeah.
And watching wrestlers get slapped, you know, on the chest, like you did to me, you know.
Yes. Well, so, as the proprietor of the United Wrestling Council, I mean, it's just goes without saying, you have to take one. You got to take one for the team or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's all. And I think people enjoyed that more than anything else. So it went off well. So we're definitely, you know, looking forward to trying to get that out there. The only thing that's missing is because we were only going to stay for like about an hour. It turned into like maybe 2.5 hours because we're having such a good time. We have to bring like a taco truck or something, you know what I mean? Some sort of food truck or whatever so that people can eat. And then we'll end up, we can make a whole day. You know what I mean? We could eat, we could drink, we could be merry, we could play chop trivia, we could take pictures, we could meet wrestlers. I think it's going to be huge. So maybe we'll work on something. How about you? How's your taco making skills? Maybe we can bring you with the comal or something. I can make the tortillas and you can just fill
them.
Hey,
man, I know how to make flour and corn tortillas, and you want turkey meat, carnitas, whatever. I know how to do it, man.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. But it just goes to show that the strides that UWC is taking to make it, you know, we don't want to rush the show, put on the 11th, and then it gets shut down, or we're only allowed X amount of people or whatever. We want to make sure that it's going to go the way we want it to go. So we're definitely looking forward to April 18th. But we'll keep everybody posted. If anything changes or whatever, that's why we have this show. That's why we try to keep it kind of consistent and make sure that we're here on Sunday so we can keep everybody up to date, you know, what's happening or whatever. So other than that, that business that we got going on there, anything else major going on with UWC? I know we still got basically the same card. We're going to bring Guyam, Fletch Fugaz, Power Baby Genesis, Jaguar de Oro, Super Canero, all that. But you and I have been talking, and this is the thing. And this is a premiere or something that nobody else has heard unless you're listening to the radio show. What we've been thinking is, since we've been trying to get an opponent for Lady Cynthia because we wanted to put a women's match in here. So
yeah.
I came up with the idea that why don't we have Super Canero, 1,000% Knockout Nicolette, and Freddie Gabriel or Freddie Havoc versus Lady Cynthia, Manny Mars, and Captain Corona. I thought, well, we'll go ahead and mix them or whatever. We'll have a six-man. We'll put it in the third match. And you cool with something like that, or you want to have something else? Because I think when we're talking about that, I think that's going to be the match right there that might be the sleeper. What do you think?
That sounds good, brother. That sounds good. You know, when we have our meetings and whatnot, you know, we always put everything on the table and figure things out, what's going to make it and what's not going to make it. You know, and that's what's good about it. We don't argue or anything like that. We say, okay, no problem. Let's try it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a good team and a successful business too, is having a good team with you, you know?
Right.
And we're both team. We were teams when we first started wrestling, and now we're tag team again, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's what we talk about, because you don't just go put a show together. I mean, it takes time to, you know, to do it right or whatever. The only good thing that's come out of this COVID is it's given us plenty of time to figure out what we want to do and what we need to do to get it just right or whatever. So I'm telling you, man, I think that April 18th show is going to be slamming. We've been working on it long enough, so it should be. So real quick, because I know you got to get back to work, but I got Mr. Cali coming on. He's the king of the deathmatch tournaments in LA. Dude's been through, he's even had a syringe put through his mouth and all that stuff. Some people don't like it. Some people say there's no place for it. It's dumb. You don't even have to have any wrestling ability. You just take bumps and get hurt. But me personally, I think there is a place for that, but it has to be, we call it the end of the world. Like I had a feud with Guyam and we went back and forth. And then the big end of the world came with him and I had a bull rope match or whatever at the end. So there is a spot for it, but you have to kind of build up for it, right? I mean, the world doesn't come to an end every day, right?
Yeah.
Well, give me your thoughts on that.
Wow, man. I don't know. You know, well, it's each individual, man. To me, it has to be safe, though, too. We don't want anybody going home lame or sent to the hospital, you know, for someone not doing their part right, you know? Because
and we don't want to be paying extra insurance or whatever. But in luchas, it comes about because the end of the world is either you lose your mask or you lose your hair or you lose, you know, like a loser leave town or whatever. So there is a spot for it. I mean, you don't have to go nuts and have a barbed wire exploding match or whatever. But, you know, it does happen, right?
It does. But, you know, what I say, safety is number one, too, just the same, man. And we're all about that, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, sometimes
some
of these guys will overdo it and you know, really, really get into the brawl, and the patrons don't realize that, hey, these guys are all duking it out, the people in the back, the wrestlers don't know what's happening, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well,
you know, there's a lot of hatred sometimes in the back that people don't realize it in
yep.
front, you know, but.
Well, that's why we have Manny Bull Ramos Jr. to handle it back there and say, look, man, if you're going to act up, we'll throw you out right now or whatever, which you made a living at doing before. So anyways, for the people listeners, don't forget, check out UWC. We're here every Sunday from 7 to, we usually go till about 8:15 or whatever. Make sure you check it out. We'll keep everybody updated on, you know, the latest with, you know, the UWC show that's coming up or whatever. We'll make sure we keep everybody posted. Hey, man, I appreciate you coming on just so we can get some info, just to keep the people informed about what's coming on. I know you got to go back to work, so we'll talk to you again real soon. All right, my friend?
All right, brother. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Y'all be safe out there. You and your family stay healthy.
Later. Yeah, for sure. Manny Bull Ramos Jr., make sure you check him out because we're going to be big things coming with UWC. We'll be right back after this with Mr. Cal. Moving, man. We had Mikey Gordon on here talking about his movie, Bam, and then we had the owner and the proprietor himself, Manny, on here talking about what's coming up with the big April 18th show and all that. But let's get Mr. California in here real quick. Hopefully, he's going to pick up the phone because I just sent him a text that we're calling him so we could talk some death matches. He's putting on his own shows too, so he's got a lot going on as well. Barbed wire baseball matches.
Oh.
Marvin, it's Fabiano. You're live on UWC Radio. Can you hear me, my friend?
I hear you, my brother.
For the people listeners, real quick, you're here. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check this out on Sunday nights now. We usually run from 7 till about 8:15. But on the line with me right now, first of all, I talked a lot about in the opening about, you know, since we've known each other for such a long time, but we've never actually got to wrestle each other. We've wrestled as a tag team and stuff, but never as one against each other. So real quick, for the people listening to me, the man himself, the most violent man, Mr. California. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, brother. You know, keeping away from COVID. Still wrestling, still doing my thing. Brother, still doing death wrestling, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because when I was talking in the opening, okay, because I have two separate laptops because the other show that I do gave me a specific laptop to put their stuff in, and then I had this one. But I was going through my old laptop that I had for a long time, and in that laptop is when you and I were going to start, you know, you were bringing me in, and we were going to start doing some damage. And we had that, and I found that video. If I can, that's what you have kids for. I'm going to have Jessica make it to come over to my new laptop so I can put it out there because we had a whole thing planned. And this is, I want to talk about your shows. I know you got a lot of stuff coming up and all that, but I want to talk about this first because nobody has more heat than Mr. California because he just don't care. And I always tell him that. I go, man, the dude, he don't care. He'll go through thumbtacks. He'll go through barbed wire. If you don't like it, cool. He'll go somewhere else. He ain't worried about that. So this is, and it reminded me because back in the day, this is, dude, we got to be talking at least 15 years ago is what I'm thinking, maybe even a little bit more. Right. But I was working for Battleground Pro. And, you know, they were doing the same thing. And you know, the matches were okay, but, you know, whatever. Right. And I said, hey, look, man, we need to mix this up, bro. We need to get something different, get these people going. Well, what do you want to do? I said, let me bring in Mr. Kelly. I said, no, everybody hates that dude. If we bring him in, it's going to shock this whole place. And they were, they said, nope, we're not doing it. Nope, no way, nothing in that guy.
Right.
He's going to create havoc and our insurance is going to go up, whatever.
Right.
So then that's when I said, well, you know what? If they won't let him come over here, I'll go over there with him. And that's what happened.
Right.
I said, hey, let's do something. Let's create some controversy.
Right.
I can't remember what happened. I think you went and did a couple of shows somewhere else, and I ended up going somewhere else too, or whatever.
Right.
So it never really came to fruition. You know what I'm saying? So then we lost contact for a while. I hadn't seen him. I saw him, you know, doing shows, and then I know you were working for Kiss and Charisma for a while over there.
Right.
I saw you.
I went one day to talk to him,
and you were over there, and I still didn't. And then finally at Lucha Libre Alliance, I see Marvin, and I'm like, dude, what's up? He's like, man, where you been? And then we started talking about 20 years ago or whatever.
Catching up, brother. Bronze Bomber, freaking Bad Blood, brother. Going back.
I'm telling you, like
XPW days, man.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago or whatever. So,
I've been working 19 years now, brother, plus.
That's what I'm saying. And what I was amazed at, to be honest, was that you were still alive. I'm like, dude, I can't believe this. He's done. There's nothing he hasn't done. Barbed wire exploding matches, baseball bats, light tubes, whatever.
Barefooted, freaking mouse traps, razor board, you name it, brother. Syringes, you name it.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that he was still working. So, of course, he's having a big death match over there or whatever. And I said, well, let me go check to see. So I go up there, and I walk out that curtain. And I think you were wrestling Super Gabacho or somebody. And he's jamming a syringe through your face. And the people in the front were like, they had never seen anything like that. Because that was a hardcore lucha crowd. And they were like, oh, my God, I don't know what happened. And everybody was tripping out. So you've been – what's the key? How have you been able to keep yourself still, you know, not from getting major injuries or whatever? Just because you've been doing it so long, you just know what to do? Or how have you been able to keep yourself together?
Oh, you know, to tell you the truth, I got a high tolerance of pain, brother. I don't feel a lot, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I proved that because, I mean, one time I slammed my hammer in my hand and I didn't feel nothing, brother. You know what I mean? And the doctor also, when I done, you know, doctor's appointment, they told me, you can feel a lot of, you can't feel a lot of pain, huh? I was like, yeah, I think it's a gift, brother. You know, it's a gift or something. And then I always like deathmatch wrestling, man. You know what I mean? I like it since back in the FNW. ECW, Combat Zone Wrestling, and then when I found XPW, man, because I went to the wrestling school there, I fell in love with it, man. You know what I mean? It was great.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny because I saw you posted some stuff that when you were working with XPW, and then you ended up wrestling New Jack, and then were you there that night at the Olympic when Vic Grimes got tossed off the scaffold?
Yeah, but I was a student, and I was the bell keeper, brother. And I saw that firsthand, brother, when New Jack threw Vicious Vic Grimes, and Vic Grimes almost died, brother. He bounced.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for, you know what, if Vic Grimes even said it, he told me, and he also said it on several interviews, brother. If he wouldn't tip the, he made the students tip, push the ring a little bit over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A couple inches over. He says if he wouldn't have done that, brother, he would have been dead right now. He would have smashed the floor.
Yeah, because
he would have been dead. He wouldn't be alive.
Yeah, the way he came up, that he caught the edges or whatever, which kind of slowed him down. But then he hit that rope and it flung him back in or whatever. I mean, that was the sickest bump I've ever seen. So that night or whatever, were you there too when we had the thing called the Job Squad and we came in and Pogo. Pogo beat us all up.
And then you got real fucked up.
See,
he hit you so fucking hard that I think he popped your eardrum or something. Didn't?
First of all, he knocked me out. I never felt a thing.
Yeah.
I just went right to sleep. But my ear was ringing, and the medic said, man, it's so full of blood, you got to go to the emergency. And I'm like, nah, dude, let me go to Long Beach where I know people or whatever. Okay. And he said, no, but I just took off. But here's the thing. This is what I'm talking about. Because the doctors, when they see you and stuff, do they trip out because they go, well, how much money did you make or whatever? Because when I went to the emergency room, I said, well, I made about $100. And I said, that's a good night. And he said, $100 is a good night? He goes, well, what's a bad night? And I said, maybe a T-shirt or a hot dog. He goes, puta madre. He calls the nurse and he goes, this dude this dude wrestled for a t-shirt before, and that they were like all tripping out. Do you get that when that happens? They go, dude, what do you? But it's just because you love to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh man, yeah. But when I started, man, yeah, I was like $5, brother. Fucking a sword and a torta, brother. Like it's like, you know, that was a gift, brother. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, anyways, $10. Real quick for the people listening, you're here. You're at United Wrestling Council Radio, and we're talking to Mr. California himself, talking about, you know, back in the day, taking these big bumps and, you know, doing it for the love of the sport or whatever. But, you know, you just continue to go on. I know you did a small show in El Monte, and with the COVID and everything, they gave you some rest. So you actually had one booked, and that got canceled. Okay, no, so you had to move it over to Orange County?
Right. That actually, you know, I don't want to say the names, but three wrestlers were positive for COVID-19, brother. So I had to cancel. I had no choice to cancel it. You know what I'm saying? So that was like half of my card. You know what I mean? Because I only had four matches, and like two matches were gone already. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's no good.
So pretty much that's what I had to do. I had to do what I had to do.
So you moved it over, and for the people listeners, it's April Blood Showers. It's Saturday, April 24th. It's at 8381 Catella Avenue, Unit J, in the city of Stanton. And the doors open at 6, and bell time is 7 p.m. So if you want to go check it out, it's $10 for adults. Kids are $5. That's a bargain and a half, man, if you want to.
It is, man. It's that cheap. People don't – promoters and companies don't charge that no more, man. It's, you know what I mean? It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, no doubt. So you're going to be going against somebody named Josh Crane. Now, I'm not too familiar with Josh Crane, so tell me a little bit, because you've been going against these guys that are no joke. What's his name? Madman Pondo and people like that. Tell me a little bit about Josh Crane.
Oh, Josh Crane, brother. Josh Crane is a veteran. He's been doing about 9 years. He's from Indiana. If you look him up on YouTube, he comes out. He's a 2012, I think, no, 2015, I'm sorry, Carnage Cup champion. He won the whole tournament out of 16 men. He got trained by Drake Younger. Drake Younger is Drake Warner from NXT. He's a referee there. And he used to be a big name in the independent scene. He wrestled for PWG. He wrestled for Combat Zone Wrestling. You know, he wrestled, you know, like stuff like that. You know what I mean? And He got trained by him, and his name is Never Say Die Josh Crane. He actually did a tour of Japan maybe last year before COVID hit. And he's a pretty good a worker. He's been around real people. Don't fall asleep on this guy, man. He's real good, and I actually been in the ring with him before. And this is gonna be maybe like the third time we're gonna work. And I always try to bring him out here to Cali, and he had some differences, man, and he never could make it. But he's finally gonna make it. You know what I'm saying? And it's gonna happen on April 24th. We're doing a barbed wire baseball bat 50,000 thumbtack death match, brother.
I'm telling you, man, if you go and check out this show, you definitely get your money's worth, because it's no joke, man.
Right.
I've seen them, and the people in the front row were just like mouth open. They're like, oh my God, because they hadn't seen that before. So it's no joke. They're not, you know, when they go through those thumbtacks, man, they go through them. I'm telling you, man, I see it in person and all that. So, you know, also you got Sergeant Alexander is going to be wrestling against Vito, so I saw that's on the card, which is going to be a good match. But
really quick, Gary. Actually, that match has got changed, brother. Now is a three-way dance. I'm actually going to put the new flyer up pretty soon. We made the flyer. I'm gonna re-put it up maybe this week. It's going to be a three-way dance. It's actually it's going to be a spoiler for you on your show, man. Because it's going to be a three-way dance. It's going to be Sergeant Major Alexander Paul versus Vito Fratelli, and making his debut in XWW, the Super Beast, brother. It's coming.
Is that the Super Beast that wrestles out there in TJ with the Mecha Wolf in them?
Yeah, exactly, that one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, with all tatted up. Yeah, that big monster, yeah.
That's huge. I mean, I've got to put that down real quick. Super Beast. Dude, that just even upped the stakes right there, man. That's crazy. So definitely, if you want to check it out, I'm telling you, man, go. It's definitely going to be worth the money. It's April Blood Showers. It's Saturday, April 24th. It's at 8381 Catella Avenue, Unit J. Doors open at 6. Bell time is at 7 p.m. Adults, $10. Kids, $5. Make sure you go check it out. That's in the city of Stanton. So real quick, Marvin, before we, because I'm running up against the clock. This is the deal. This is why I definitely wanted to have you on too, because I hadn't seen you. And Lucha Libre Alliance is going to be coming back pretty soon. I talked to Kiss and Carisma. I'm sorry, to Guyam
and Enigma.
I got it mixed up. But and they're like, dude, we're really working hard. You know, as soon as this COVID's over, we already got shows ready. We got bullets in the chamber that are just ready to go. We're just gonna pull the trigger. And I said, look, this is, you know, I'm 55 years old. I got one more year left. That's what I told him.
Okay.
I said, so, you know, I've always been considered like an entertaining type of wrestler or whatever. I said, so I'm going to show these people on this last year that I can wrestle. I'm going to go and I'm just going to do a lot more wrestling and stuff like that. I said, but on that last match, I would like for Mr. Cali and I to finally get that match that we've been wanting. And he said, well, do you want thumbtacks? And I said, well, if it's against Mr. Cali, you got to have it. He said, well, right on, man. So my last match, and we're talking about spoilers, we're putting one right here. The last match that I have for Lucha Libre Alliance is going to be you and I, and whatever you want. You want to have thumbtacks, you want to have barbed wire, whatever. I'm totally down. It's going to be balls out Rambo, and we'll just blow the roof off that place, man. You down for something like that?
Oh, yeah, bro. Let's do it, man. You're good people, man. I know you for a long time.
It's funny because my daughter and I were at Dollar Tree, and I saw the thumbtacks. You know, they come like about, I don't know, 100 or 500 in a little pack or whatever, something like that. And I go, hey, should I start buying these? She goes, you're going to need a lot more than that. She says, you better go somewhere where they sell them in bulk or whatever. So,
right.
You think so?
I
think we should, man, because we've been friends for a long time. We've teamed together.
Yeah.
We're going to do a lot of stuff, and it never came to fruition. So I think going out, you know, a bang like that would be really cool, man. You down for something like that?
Yeah, brother, we're down. Let's do it, man. I'm ready to, you know, let's do it.
Hopefully I'll still be able to walk or whatever afterwards or whatever, but I think that would be pretty cool because it's been going for so long, and we've been talking about it, and we just haven't, you know, been able to bring it to fruition or whatever. So we'll definitely look forward to doing that. So, for the people listening, don't forget, check out Mr. Cali's got that big show coming up, April Blood Showers. If you go to, do they just put Mr. Cali or whatever?
You go to the Facebook, brother, the XWW Facebook. It's Facebook.com/XWW Pro, and you get all the information there.
XWW Pro. Okay, I'll be sure to give that out at the end of the show. Definitely look forward to checking that out. I'm gonna try to go check it out just because I want to go see the show and stuff like that. So hopefully I'll be able to do that. But, dude, I know I work in the medical industry, and it has been just booming, dude. I've been working day and night because all the COVID is full of people are full of COVID, so they send them to us. So we've been working. But I for the people listeners right here, I'm going to go check it out if I can because that's going to be a slamming show. Guarantee you won't be disappointed. April Blood Showers, make sure you check it out. We'll give that website at the end of the show so that people can hear what we're talking about. So, hey, Marvin, I appreciate you coming on, buddy. I look forward to this show, and I look forward to seeing you at Lucha Libre Alliance, man, for sure. All right, my friend?
Let's do it, man. Thank you for having me on, brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right, you got it. Mr. California, make sure you check him out. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after this. All right, Marvin, I'll talk to you soon, my man.
All right, bye. Later, bye.
All right, late. Thanks to all my guests that came on today. And the show goes by so fast. You know what I mean? That's why I've got to keep it moving and stuff because it just goes so fast. So for the people listening, man, we appreciate you checking it out. Don't forget Mikey Gordon. Make sure you check out that pro wrestling movie. He's really making strides, man, to make that movie top notch. And I think it is. I think it's pretty cool. And of course, the owner and the proprietor of the United Wrestling Council, Manny Pinson, talking to him, just keeping everybody updated, let them know what's going on. And of course, the extremist himself, Mr. California. We're looking forward to that show, man. It's going to be pretty cool, and I think it's going to be pretty cool with him and I have that big match at the end of the year when I'm about to retire. So I think I would like to go out with a bang, and there's nobody bigger to go out with a bang with than this dude, because this dude has no fear whatsoever. If I put him through thumbtacks, everybody's just going to keep right on coming. So I think it's going to be pretty cool. So we'll keep everybody updated. Next week, well, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff, and we'll be back next week. We appreciate your stuff, and I'm going to leave you with this today. See everybody next week.